Do you like what we do? Well, let me introduce you to Friends of NEAR. This is a way for you to support the great work of NEAR Media Co-op, which we here at NEAR think will give friends and family the chance to actively support the community media work we just love doing. Joining is easy, and you can find out more at near.ie/friends or by email to friends@near.ie. There's a few T's and C's, but only a few. Promise. Go on. Let's be friends.
And now I'm going to be talking about Art Week down in St. Michael's House. And on the line I have Paula Ellis, a teacher down there. Good morning to you, Paula.
Good morning, Noel. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Just like to, it seems, well, it is years since I've been going down there and reporting on the Arts Week. How long has it gone now?
It is, would you believe it, Noel? We were just talking about this. It is our 18th year to have our annual Arts Week. Time has gone so fast, and it is the highlight of our week for everyone. We are so looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. And we kick off on Monday, and hopefully, weather permitting, we'll have Conor Mullen, who plays Superintendent Kevin Dunn. He's going to open, and that's in Red Rock. He'll be opening our ceremony on Monday.
Mm-hmm. And that's at 10 o'clock.
After that, weather permitting, we'll have a whole school walk. And just to follow on from that, just to sort of explain to people who mightn't be aware, but all of our children here have an intellectual disability. Some of our children can walk and others are in wheelchairs. Mm-hmm. And in our school, as you know, we try to enable the children to do as much for themselves. So the pupils with their family and friends will come along and we'll be walking around the local community. So if anybody sees us here in Beldoyle, they can cheer us on and give us a big wave and a clap, mm-hmm. hopefully. So that's Monday. Taking off the start of our Arts Week.
And people, Paula, can drop in as well and have a look around and what's going on in the course of the week as well, can't they?
People certainly can, Noel. We've been using a curriculum theme in the school, and this year it's a very interesting, exciting theme. It's based on the four elements. So the children have been preparing lots of art and music and to do with earth, wind, fire and water. And so, in fact, throughout the week we have, for example, on Tuesday, we have a lovely mobile farm visit. Owen Sharkey, he comes from Meath, and really he parks in our school yard, and he makes everything accessible for our children. So if they wish, they can get to meet some of the animals and pet the animals, and that is very nice. So that'll be Tuesday.
I just want to, I was just talking, sorry for interrupting you. I was just talking to someone there last week about different things, and like Bloom is coming up in Phoenix Park soon. And
yes.
How a lot of city children would have never have seen a farm animal, and this was the
right
opportunity. And what you're doing on Tuesday is really terrific, because a lot of the children that are there, maybe, as I say, would have never seen a farm animal. So it'd be a great time for people with children as well, or parents, to drop in and have a look.
Families can come in, families and friends with other children, you know, siblings can come in, and it's very, very special. It's lovely for everybody, for the staff, for the parents, especially, of course, for our children, because Owen, he comes here, he's been coming here for a couple of years now, mm-hmm. so he knows our children as well, too, which is really, really nice. And then, Noel, following on from that, we've always had a connection with the National Concert Hall. Sometimes we've been able to go in there to bring some of our children. They've got lovely initiatives in the concert hall now recently. But there's a drum workshops coming, and they'll come throughout the morning of the Tuesday. And it'll be fantastic. So it'll bring the music element in, and the children will be able to play the drums, listen to different sounds. That, like that, too, in the school, even though we are very musically natured, if you like, we wouldn't necessarily have this expertise and range of instruments and... You know, a lot of our children just absolutely adore music and respond so positively to mm-hmm. it. It's fantastic. And then on Wednesday, we have our lovely Dublin Fire Brigade coming in, our theme of fire, and they be coming into the ground as well. And, of course, it's a highlight for everybody, staff included, you know, to meet the fire officers, mm-hmm. listen to the sirens and all that. So it's a really exciting day.
And what does Temple of Fire in the school hall mean?
Temple of Fire in the school hall. Now, this is an initiative from one of our wonderful teachers, Katrina Marr, who will be, unfortunately for us, retiring this June, but we hope she'll keep in touch with us. So she has organised this, and it's going to be a fantastic sensory experience of artificial flames, music. I was up there yesterday. She was busy getting things sorted out. So people will be coming in. There'll be a big projector on the wall. So we're actually, it's going to be a fantastic secret. So I think people who want to come in should come in and experience. It's just going to be full on in the whole experience of and all around the theme of the fire as well too. So it looks fantastic.
Sounds great, yeah.
And just to say, you know, while we're on that, all of our children in the classes produce artwork, and they've all been involved in something that they've been doing in their class. They might do something individual or with their class. So there's a lovely display in the school hall as well that represents all of our children, which is just lovely too. So that's Wednesday. Then we follow on to Thursday. So we get all active on Thursday. So Thursday we have, we've had a great connection with Fingal, obviously, with this. And we have Owen McGrath and Stephen McGinn, who are sports inclusion officers. And they basically build up a link for us in the community, and they encourage sport and movement and fun for us. So they've been running programs in primary schools, and since 2014 they've been enriching our PE curriculum, and they've been working with our boys and girls in the school. Mm-hmm. So they're from Sporting Fingal, and they will be presenting our children with certificates individually for all of the PE work that they've carried out throughout the year, which is just fantastic. So that'll be Thursday. And in the morning prior to that, we've two of our SNAs who have organised a fun sports day. So we've lots of talent in the school, Noel, different staff. Everybody gets involved, which is fantastic. So that's our Thursday. And then to finalise our week, we are having a fundraiser for Crumlin Children's Hospital, and it's our Crazy Hair Day. So basically all of staff, pupils and friends, anybody will come in and wear crazy wigs or dress up. And it's in aid of Crumlin. And we'll have clowns and a party and a sing-along with Matt Parsons, who's a relative of one of our staffs as well. So we're looking forward to a very colourful week.
Indeed. Well, as you said, 18 years. I think I've covered the whole 18 years from the beginning, and it's been terrific. And I am testament to the wonderful, wonderful art that's produced down in St. Michael's as well, because I've been honoured by getting a few little pictures off you over the years as well, which has been great. And I can, as I say, give testament to how wonderful, wonderful the art is. And for that alone, people should drop in during the course of the week from the 30th of April. The crazy day that's on, Paula, I can imagine the staff having a great day that day, the crazy hair day, because they're always very enthusiastic and getting involved in everything.
Staff are very enthusiastic, Noel, and there'll be many surprises, put it that way. It'll be all out. And I have to add into this, we have a fantastic, obviously, parents here, and a parents committee that I know will be highly involved in this as well. We've just been very lucky, and all I can say is I was talking to our clinical team. Everybody gets involved here, our clinicians, physiotherapists, occupational therapists, Catherine, as you know, our school secretary. Mm-hmm. All the years we have, everybody in the school just gets involved. And I think people just want to get together and make it a special week for our children primarily and their parents. And it's really a week that we always remember and look forward to. So We look forward to it again, Noel, and we appreciate all you've done for us down the years as well. We have to say it's fantastic.
Anyway, Paul, it starts around 10 every morning. But what's the average finishing time each day?
The average finishing time, Noel, will be around 2 p.m., maybe 2:15.
Okay. Just to give an idea, because there's different times for everything else. But kicking off
people with... You're very welcome to pop into the school and... As I say, on Monday, if they see us out walking, to give a shout out and they can join in, we're very welcome.
But I'd advise people, I mean, I hear a lot, I haven't actually seen the programme, but I've heard a lot of people talking about how particular it's like the Red Rock that was on, I can't remember the one that was on RTE now even. But I believe it's a very, very popular programme. And Conor Mullen there, who played superintendent, Kevin Dunn, he's opening up and officiating
on
Monday
at
10 o'clock.
If anybody wants to meet Conor and shake his hand, then we come along on Monday morning. Yep, absolutely.
Okay, it's been a great pleasure talking to you. And do you have a website that people can look up as well and find out about all these things?
We actually don't have at the minute, Noel. That'll be hopefully in our future plans.
Okay, well, I'll announce all this out in the course of the programme today and on Tuesday as well. I'll leave it around for the lads as well to announce. Thank you very much, Paula, and tell Catherine thanks very much as well there behind you.
Okay, no, thanks a million, Noel.
Thanks a lot. See you. Bye.